listening to 91.5 WMFO.
suddenly red when your television wants you dead. Lift your covers and meet me at the edge of your bed. How are the children in your head? How are the children? Are they fed? Did you tie your sequin dress? You really make a mess. Give yourself the cord again. You'd rather take your life than be somebody's wife. I don't think that's a sin. Cause I was in. Oh,
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
didn't like to drink alone. I might have had one too many, but I swear she was coming home. She had a gypsy soul and a runaway heart, and a turquoise necklace on, and a picture of Elvis back in 68 tattooed on her arm. Says, hey, let's talk about us. She said, I'm my mother's first daughter from her third ex-husband. He left us before I turned three, and I spent half my life trying to figure out why he ran out on me. I don't know if I was falling, but I didn't care.
Lost a cat, and have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org, then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention, so you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. back. Looked out the window, watched you walk away. Told myself I wasn't gonna cry. Morning in the sweet, sweet summer rain. I watched the children laughing as they played, oh so joyful in their game. But you know I couldn't feel the same. Oh, no matter how I tried, and oh, I just need you. I need you tonight. Try to put the words on the page.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I went out to dinner just the other day, looked out the window and saw a summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man walked out to his car. I prayed he was going far. Thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside, pounded on the metal. He was looking for a fight, and I almost started to cry as the man stepped out with fear in his eyes. I thought, this world needs more love, this world needs more love. more love. Starved. I live in a city full of a laugh, but there are people with no place to sleep at night. I think of all the money that I waste, and I wonder where it's being placed. So many begging outside, risking their lives, they can't win this fight. I walk by, but it doesn't feel right. How can we come together to bring more light? I think this world needs more love. This world needs more love.
Starts with you, and it starts with sugary. You made me feel sugary, and now there's nothing left to see.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.